Midterm elections are a week away. There's a lot of misinformation and fear-mongering floating around regarding candidates and propositions. I guess that's the nature of politics. So in this commentary, I would like to share some positive, progressive thoughts with you. I'm talking about Proposition 19, the Marijuana Legalization Initiative. Know what I like about Proposition 19? I like that it makes it legal for people over 21 to cultivate, possess, and transport marijuana. That's going to be a huge relief to a major part of the population. Imagine it. It's a deep breath for a lot of people I know. I like Section 11303 regarding seizure. Quote, no state or local law enforcement agency or official shall attempt to, threaten to, or in fact seize or destroy any cannabis plant, cannabis seeds, or cannabis that is lawfully cultivated, processed, transported, possessed for sale, sold, or used in compliance with this act. I like the end of destructive behavior on the part of law enforcement when it comes to legal and medical grows. Yeah, I like that. I like it better than Measure G, which I liked very much, but was repealed by Measure B. I like that 19 is state law and it treats adults like adults. And the measure provides that the state could also authorize the production of hemp. How exciting is that? Passing Prop 19 does not change 215 or 420. All medical laws stay intact. Some say they worry about the penalties and illegalities of sharing, selling, and smoking with regard to minors, but that's always been prohibited. I've also heard rumors saying that there'll be a $50 an ounce tax, and that is not true. In fact, the measure says that, quote, many of the provisions in this measure permit but do not require the state and local governments to take certain actions related to regulation and taxation. A tax can only be imposed by a vote from the people. I do agree there should be a tax, especially when it comes to recreational use. Medicine is not taxed in this country, and I think that should apply to this medicine as well. As far as I understand it, any marijuana dispensaries will be taxed exactly like other businesses that operate in the state. It becomes an even playing field, and marijuana begins to appear normal. As far as marijuana as medicine, that's already established. Yes, it's almost normal at this point. Although we still have federal agents wreaking havoc from time to time, this election may affect change there as well. We have this plant that millions have consumed with many beneficial side effects, especially when dealing with life-threatening illnesses from cancer to AIDS, and it's helped them heal and repair and endure the treatments they are subject to. Then there are the recreational users who smoke pot because it makes them feel good. Let's not underestimate that benefit. When a society feels good, feels pleasure, it is more likely to be peaceful, productive, and cooperative. Happiness is a good thing. Check out the National Happiness Index. If someone chooses a painkiller that serves them and helps them cope with life, I say, blessed be. Life can be very painful, challenging, scary, and we can have a culture of tolerance for personal use of medicine. I like the idea of regulation, environmental protection, organic standards, cottage industry protection, and these are all things we can influence with our local board of supervisors who are there to represent our interests, well-being, and protection. We can work this out. Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors have already endorsed 19 and are beginning consideration on how to implement regulations. Don't take my word for these things. Facts are fuzzy these days, and there's really no regulation when it comes to telling the truth about something. You really have to find out for yourself, which I'm encouraging you to do. What matters is that we do our best to put politicians and propositions into place that look out for the good of all, not just the profit margin. But the more empathetic route of making the world a better place or doing no harm. In my opinion, Prop 19 does no harm. In fact, it reduces harm for a lot of people, and I'm a big fan of harm reduction. Hey, progress isn't easy. It's risky. It's tricky. According to the headlines of the newspaper West Coast Leaf, all eyes are on California waiting to see how courageous we are to lead the country in legalization of marijuana and hemp. For me, waking up the day after election and finding marijuana legalized in the state will be a moment that will shine bright in our history. Hey, there's a lot that can go wrong this election. We're looking at corporate coups, far-right extremists who hate gay people, are outright racist, deny global warming, call for Second Amendment remedies to our current administration's agenda, and sanction the idea that even if a woman is raped or victim of incest, she cannot have an abortion. I don't know about the rest of the country, but I know here in California, if any of those candidates take office and begin to make policies, we'll be really happy we legalized marijuana, because we're going to need to smoke a lot of pot. This is Sherry Glazer Love, and you can hear more of my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.